Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I'm a little bit fired up for today's episode. The title of today's episode is Don't Let the Enemy Agitate You Out of Alignment. Now, this episode came about because I was on a prayer call. I think I mentioned a few weeks back how God told me the importance of a friend and I getting back to doing prayer calls that we did before. So I was on a prayer call and I was just praying for her and just really in the flow. And so what God was showing me and what I was praying for her was I said, don't let the enemy agitate you out of alignment, because it was some things that she was just frustrated about. And so that message came to me and I delivered it to her. And once we got done, I was like, no, this is about to be a podcast episode, because this is a very effective tactic of the enemy right now. I've been vocal over the last few episodes about just the season that I believe that we're in and how God is going to start to promote and demote, and that there is a changing of the guards happening. Really, we're going to see that scripture, the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous, in real time. And I believe that there are many people who are called for such a time as this, that God wants you to come to the forefront. Like, it's been on your mind, it's been on your heart, it's been in your dreams, all of the things, and you haven't stepped into it yet. Or you're in a space where you have started, but the results are not what you thought they would be. You thought because you were doing a God thing that you were going to see increase quickly, and that just hasn't seemed to happen. And it's your brain just cannot connect how you can be obedient and then that obedience not translate into tangible results. And no matter which category you fall in, it is a very effective strategy of the enemy to agitate you in this season. And the purpose is to agitate you out of alignment, because if he can make you frustrated enough, if he can make you fearful enough, if he can make you discontent enough, then he can get you to start doing things in your own strength. When we look up the word agitate, it means to make someone troubled or nervous, to stir or disturb someone. And so the enemy is trying to agitate you so much that you turn away from God. So I want to encourage you and give you a very clear instruction for you to keep pushing through. If you're in that space where God is giving you the business idea, he's giving you the message, and you just haven't gotten to launch yet, I encourage you to push through and get to the launch phase. If you're someone who you've been doing this, but you're not seeing the results, I encourage you to continue to persevere. And I want to specifically discuss, I just want to give you just some perspective and strategy to maybe help this phase feel a lot easier. But before I get to that, I want to remind you that next week I have a town hall coming up. It's called the Christian Creators Town Hall. And this online event is specifically for individuals who God has called to create content online. I'm going to be speaking heavily to podcasters, but whether you are a social media influencer, whether you have a blog or a YouTube channel or any other type of space where you create content or not online, this is an event that you want to be at. Y'all know I'm going to release my program for podcasters. I'm not somebody that's going to pop up with something and surprise you with it. I'm definitely releasing a program specifically for Christian podcasters at the end of that event. However, the event in and of itself, we have a very particular mission to build up and empower Christian creators, to build you up spiritually, to really help you in whatever space you may be in. We're going to be talking about spiritual gifts, how to know what yours is and what that looks like in the online space so that you're operating in your gift and not just trying to do what everybody else is doing. We're going to be talking about fear and uncertainty and just that, how to push past all of those internal things that keep you from showing up the way that God needs you to. God has given me a word to share, and all of the guests that I'm going to have are spirit-filled believers. So we have an agenda, but I honestly am going to tell you straight up, you need to be there because you never know how God is going to pull up. And I know that it's going to be a lot of breakthrough that happens. So click the link in the show notes. It's free. Register, show up, be blessed. And I just can't wait to see what God does. Now, getting back into the episode, one thing I found over the years, I've been an entrepreneur since 2015. I started letting God be the CEO of my business in 2017. So it's been quite some time of being in this online space. It's quite some time of doing this as something to give glory to God. And over the years, and I feel like I have been in various stages of agitation. What agitated me in 2017 doesn't agitate me today, but agitation still exists. And as you grow, I want to give you this strategy because as you grow in your business, as you grow in your brand building, whatever endeavor God has called you to, this strategy of the enemy to agitate you out of alignment, it's going to come at every single phase. And so what I found over the years that has made things a lot easier and made to me has really been an effective defense against this specific tactic of the enemy is really understanding that relationship or that harmony between service and strategy. Something that was very confusing for me when I first started and I got the realization that I needed to make God the CEO of my business. I got the revelation that faith and business are not supposed to be separate. And so those ideas and the desires that are inside of me, God placed them there. And with his help, I'll be able to realize those dreams. And that was an exciting revelation initially. And it made me feel good. I was excited. I was on fire. But when I went to go build that out, it became very confusing very quickly because I'm like, okay, I'm reading this word, but how does this that was written so long ago translate into how I'm doing business online right now? Where do I fit? And my friend and I were having this conversation because I was saying that a very confusing space for a lot of believers is that once you get saved and God starts to just really break down barriers or break down pieces of the old you in order to build you up into how he intended you in the first place, you come to a space of you have like an identity crisis where it's like, okay, I'm learning this new identity in Christ. I'm learning about God. I am allowing a lot of my old ways to stay in the past. And I'm really allowing him to transform me to be a new creature. But like, where do I fit as I follow him? And even in business, it's like, okay, I know that the income is important. I mean, businesses have to make money, period. If your business doesn't make money, it's not a business. So how do I be mindful of the bottom line without being moved by it or making decisions based on it so much that it's taking me outside of the will of God? How do I understand that I need to make money and that my business needs to make money without falling in a trap of what the word says, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil? How do I make sure that I'm mindful of the metrics and the analytics and all the data that I make decisions in my business based on without those things being more important than the voice of God? And it can be a very confusing place if you are not used to this balance between or this harmony between the service and the strategy. And so over the course of this episode, I'm going to do my best to articulate what that relationship is, to give you language to then take back to God and he lets you know what that looks like for you so that we are not succumbing to this tactic of the enemy to agitate us out of alignment. The first thing that you have to understand And when I say understand, I'm saying don't just know this on an intellectual level, but you have to have this conviction in your heart of hearts to where you know that your business, your platform, whatever it is that you're doing, the purpose of it is for the glory of God. So even as you're navigating this online space where there's so much being thrown at you the second you pick up your device, you have to be anchored in knowing that no matter how this goes, no matter how much I make, no matter how many people this content reaches, this is for the glory of God. I am to obey Him. I am to glorify Him in everything that I do. And the result of what that looks like is not my business. You have to, again, have that in your heart of hearts, because if you have anything else competing for that number one objective, then you're not going to be successful in the sense of building something that's pleasing to God. You may be successful in income. You may be successful in reach. You may have everybody else fooled that you're doing something right because you say you're a Christian and you have all of this monetary success and materialistic things. But if it is outside God's will, and if you're not being obedient to Him, you're a failure. Period. And so you have to go about this really checking all of your pride, all of your greed, all of your selfish desires. I think back on when I first became an entrepreneur, or when I first started doing business God's way, the first thing God did with me was take me through the book of Jeremiah. And I remember feeling like, Lord, for why? This is depressing. Jeremiah's life sucked. Like, why am I reading this? But what God was showing me was that, hey, Jeremiah was successful. So if your life looked like his, if people were trying to kill you, nobody wanted to hear what you have to say, if you were poor, and by all means of success to you, if none of that ever happened for the sake of you obeying me, would you do it? And to be honest, at that time, my answer was like, God, I don't really think so. Because my vision boards had bankrolls on them. It had properties on them. It had luxury vehicles and mansions on them. My vision board and what I was reading in Jeremiah was not lining up. The gospel that I was exposed to growing up was very prosperity based. It wasn't fully the truth. And so I had to really learn, and God had to train me to say, hey, before I allow you to get any type of success, what the world will view as success, I need you to know what success really is. And success is pleasing me, period. And until you get on board with that, none of that you're talking about, none of those materialistic things that you want are going to be yours. And if you do obtain them, it's going to be without me. And that is even more dangerous. And I had to really sit with that. And this was during a period where God had me shut down my business. And so as I'm studying Jeremiah, I'm like, God, you're really going to have to work on my heart, because I don't really like this. I don't like what I'm reading. I don't like that. So is this really about to be my life? Like, I was almost scared. Like, God, you really gonna have me poor out here? Like, huh? But it's not that He wanted me to be poor or have a life that mirrored Jeremiah's. He wanted me to have a level of obedience and commitment and faithfulness that mirrored what I was reading. And it wasn't until I came into agreement with that, and not just in my word, but in my heart posture, then that He was going to be able to do anything with me.
This episode is brought to you by NetSuite. I've been in business long enough to truly know and understand that it's not just about how much your business makes, but it's about how much your business keeps. Here's some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. It's accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency. Y'all know we love efficiency over here, by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but everything is expensive, from personal stuff to business. It is so important that we find ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time. Again, it's not just about how much we make, but how much are we keeping? Now, through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/blessed. 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 This episode is brought to you by Rosetta Stone. I've been telling you guys that I'm planning a trip for my husband's milestone birthday that he has coming up. And as we choose which location we actually want to go to, I've been thinking a lot about learning a new language once we narrow it down. Because when I get there, I want to throw myself into the culture, into the language. And a part of that is learning exactly the language that they speak ahead of me getting there, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. I'm most excited about the track record of Rosetta Stone because, I mean, they've been trusted experts for 30 years. Millions of users in 25 languages offered. I mean, Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. They have fast language acquisition. So Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. So no English translations. So you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. They have an intuitive process so that you pick up language naturally, first with words, then with phrases, and then sentences. And overall, it's designed for long-term retention. They have speech recognition, so a built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient. So again, those desktop and app options with audio companion and ability to download lessons offline. And best of all, amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off, a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today. And so for you, you have to really put it in your heart of hearts that success is pleasing God. This is the foundation. And if there is anything in you that struggles with fully being able to grasp that, that's what you take to the Lord and allow Him to transform you. So that's the first thing. And really understanding this relationship between service and strategy. We are servants first, servants to God and servants to His people. And with that servanthood comes an element of responsibility. And as a Christian business owner, you have a responsibility to live a life that is subject to the leadership and the correction of God. You have a responsibility to live a life to where you are constantly working to be Christ-like, where you are constantly submitted to the Holy Spirit, where the fruit of the Spirit that's in Galatians are evident in your life, not as a result of what you're producing, because that's not what that scripture is about. It's not saying like, hey, here are the things that you do to embody the Holy Spirit. No, this is evidence that you have submitted to the Spirit that's already on the inside of you. If you have, then love, peace, self-control, gentleness, patience, and all of those things will be evident in your life. So we lead with service and submission. That's the foundation of this relationship. Without that foundation, you will get swept into the strategy. That foundation keeps you level-headed. That foundation keeps the main thing, versus getting sucked into trends and income statements and analytics and all of that. This having this foundation keeps things in perspective. And now from that foundation of knowing what success is, being submitted to God and all of that, that's when the strategy comes into play.
and strategy that supports the operation and functionality of the business and brand, as well as strategy that supports your role in advancing the kingdom of God. Something that I have learned over the years, because remember I said it's a bit confusing at first of where do I fit now that God has transformed me and he's choosing me and using me and all of that, where do I fit? Something that I realized over time is that God calling me is a part of his strategy. The skills that I have, the perspective that I have, the gifts that I have, the talents that I have, the quirks that I have, the personality that I have, all of the things, the background, all of the things that make me, me, are things that God is going to use for his glory. He chose me for a reason. He chose you for a reason. So even in your transformation process, he's going to shed you of the things that don't look like him. But some of those quirks and the things that make you you that aren't sin, those things God is going to use for his glory. Because there are people who need you to show up as you. I thought when God first called me to speak and showed me my gift of speaking that I was going to have to embody what or others that I may have viewed as more spiritually mature. So I thought I would have to speak with the level of inflection or theatrics that you see a lot of people in ministry speak with. I thought that I was going to have to speak with a level of softness and daintiness that you see a lot of women speak with. And I'm somebody that's very straightforward and matter of fact, sometimes a little blunt, but I just prefer to be clear when I speak. And that is my approach. I have a sense of humor where I can be witty. I crack silly jokes. I can be sarcastic. All of these things are elements of my personality that people will connect with. The people that are called to me will connect with me. God strategically has brought me forward for such a time as this to, but as a part of his strategy to advance his kingdom. And so I have to walk boldly and confidently as who I am and apply those things to his plan. So for you that's listening, what I'm trying to get you to understand is you have free range to be you within God's boundaries. Let me free you from feeling like you have to become someone else. You have free range to do you within God's boundaries, because in you doing you while submitted to him, that was a strategic move on his part for the advancement of his kingdom. Just let that free you for a second from the overthinking, for the mental overwhelm, for the doubt, for the from the negative self-talk. Let that free you for a second. So when we talk about strategy, remember that you are a part of his strategy. Now, transitioning into talking about strategy as far as seeing results in your business, there are going to be times where it's time to go, where you're going through your analytics and data. If you're called to specific platforms, there'll be times where you may be going through your books and your business to see what's working and what's not working financially. There are going to be times where you're creating and test launching new products and services, and you're really just diving deep into the operations and the strategy of growing your business, whether it's things you're doing in-house, whether you're hiring people, investing in programs, whatever the strategy is necessary for the growth and success as far as income and reach means for your business. There are going to be times where you are able to dive deep into that and you'll be able to look at the numbers and allow those things to drive your decisions. But then there's also going to be times where you just got to let God be God. And I have noticed this over the years. I remember, and I've seen me having to shift in this way multiple times in my business. I feel like with Anchored Media, from the time that God gave me the plan and told me to go, I mean, he literally just gave me the mission. He said, fill the airwaves with good news, create programs, do an event. So it was a bunch of little things that was in my prayer journals over the years that he told me to implement, but I had free range to build the business as I saw fit, where I had free range to do a deep dive into the market at that time to figure out, okay, I know God said to do the event, but how am I going to do this to where I am getting the sales that I want to get, where I'm getting the conversions that I want to get and all of that. So I feel like from 2019 until I want to say 2023, it's been strategy mode. And God has blessed it. We have been successful and, you know, making great money and helping so many different people and all of the things. But then there was a series of disruptions in the business that I had to go back to God and say, hey, God, is this still the time to be a strategist? Is this still the time where you're letting my business savvy just run, or do I need to adjust? And so in sitting before my CEO, he says, I need you to do XYZ. And that included shutting some things down, that included pausing some things and just some shifts that needed to change in the business. And then I had to just wait for the next instruction. It wasn't time for me to go and create something else. I was saying on my YouTube video that one of the things he told me to do was stop taking clients for our Done For You service and put the service on a wait list. And this was our moneymaker. Over the years, when I was able to fully blossom in my business savviness, I have been able to create products and services and experiences for my target audience that worked very well for the company and worked very well for them. And then as their needs evolved, I created new things. So at first, we were doing more so just events where I was giving people information. Then I realized they needed help applying that information. So that evolved into coaching programs where I helped people apply what we taught. Then what I realized was like, oh, my target audience, they don't always have time to apply these things and see it through to see the result. So then our Done For You service came about. And then as the industry grew and changed, this service became the most in demand. And then we just kept rolling. So even as other things that used to be our highest revenue generator, at one point were now the lowest. And now this service was the highest. And so what God told me to stop taking clients, I was kind of like, what? Because that don't make sense, God. The math is not math in here. Like, what's up? So in my flesh, if I was too focused on the bottom line, I would have just kept doing that. But that was not going to work because, again, I'm a servant first. So I needed to go back to my father and do what he said. And so what he said didn't make sense for the bottom line of the business, but it made sense for the bottom line of the assignment. And now we're ushering in a new era for Anchored Media through what we're doing with the Content Creator Town Hall, through what I'm doing with my program. That's going to be, I'm still helping podcasters, but it's going to be heavily mentorship based and just building up believers that are going to really step into this call. And so I'm excited about what's to come, but I feel like if I would not have understood that relationship between strategy and service, and I was not anchored in the biggest assignment and the number one purpose of glorifying God and doing what he says, then the enemy would have agitated me out of alignment, where he would have agitated me and had me still in a season that God is telling me to come out of. That agitation would have kept me somewhere where I'm still doing things for the Lord. And I'm having air quotes while I'm saying this, had me in a season where I'm still doing things for the Lord to everybody else, but I'm in a season of disobedience. And I promise you, it wouldn't have been successful if I stayed that way. And if it would have, it would have been successful without God. And that is never a place that I personally want to be. And that's not a place that I want you to be in. And again, I can see very clearly that the enemy is trying to agitate many of us out of alignment, and it's not going to work. And one of the greatest things that you can do to resist that agitation is to really understand this balance or this harmony between strategy and service. And once you fully wrap your mind around that, once you fully wrap your actions around that, being anchored in God, being submitted to him, the main thing being about glorifying God and obeying him, the main thing being about moving forward the kingdom of God. Once you're really anchored in that and you're dependent on the Holy Spirit, then this flow, it will be a lot easier for you. This flow will be unique to you in your mission, because the Holy Spirit will let you know when it's time to be a strategist, right? When God gave me the download for Anchor Media, that was my time to be a strategist. And then he let me know when it was time to just obey the next set of instructions and let him worry about the result. And that's the season that I'm personally in right now, where I'm doing what God said and we'll see how it comes out. I'm not going into this as a strategist in this new era for my business. I'm going into this as a servant, and I'm going to let God worry about everything else because that's not my business. And so for you, I want to end you the same way that we started this. Do not let the enemy agitate you out of alignment. From that agitation, go back to the Lord. Say, God, teach me what this harmony between strategy and service looks like for me. Show me the path that I'm supposed to go and how I'm supposed to walk this thing out so that my discomfort of this season is not making me easy prey for the enemy. So that's it for this episode. If this blessed you, leave us a 5-star review. I love you guys. Make sure you subscribe. If you want to come to the Christian Content Creator Town Hall, you could click the link in the show notes to register. I am looking forward to seeing you guys there. And again, I can't wait to see what God does. I love you. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.